الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
A few merits about the month of Ramadan, the merits and virtues of Ramadan. There's a famous hadith, it's a long hadith. Imam ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned this hadith in his Sahih from Salman al-Farsi. You know Salman al-Farsi? Everybody's heard of Salman al-Farsi, the Persian, Salman al-Persian, radiyallahu anhu. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu anhu, he said, خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a sermon on the last final day of Sha'ban, maybe today. This was a sermon, and this is the reason why I want to read this whole. It's a long hadith. He said, فقال يا أيها الناس. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressed the people, he gave the sermon, and he said, يا أيها الناس, O people, قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك. Verily upon you has arrived a month that is great and full of blessings. عظيم مبارك بركة. شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. It's a month in which there is a night which is better than 1,000 months. شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوع. It's a month in which Allah has prescribed, well, has made fasting an obligation and standing up in the night a form of optional worship. من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه. Whoever achieves closeness to Allah in this month via a voluntary form of worship, it is as though he has offered and performed an obligatory act in other than Ramadan. So the reward in this month of doing something optional is, the reward is equal to doing something which is obligatory outside Ramadan. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَهُ. And whoever performs an obligatory act in this month, it is as though he has performed 70 obligatory acts in other than Ramadan. So one salah holds the reward of 70 prayers. And then he said, وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. This is a month of patience. وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And patience, there's no reward for it except Jannah, paradise. You see, because fasting is a form of patience, as I was mentioned to you. وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَاتِ. This is a month of sympathy. It's a month of sympathy. Sympathizing with people, sending food to people. Remember, when you say sending food, you don't have to send all the fancy food. Simple, it's the intention behind what you send. You give somebody something basic, with the right intention, you receive much more reward than wanting to please them and say, oh, they'll take it bad if you send this, what will they say? The intention is wrong anyway, there's no reward. The intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَشَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِيهِ رِزْقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. A month in which the provision of the believer is increased. مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ. Whoever provides iftar for a person fasting in this month, it is a source of forgiveness for his sins. Now again, providing iftar, dates, water, enough. Or a bit more if you want. So it's a source of forgiveness for his sins. وَعِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And freeing him from the fire of hell. وَكَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُنْقَصَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. When a person provides iftar for somebody else, then you receive the same reward without decreasing from the reward of the other person. So if you provide iftar for him, you get the same reward as his fast, without decreasing. It's not like if his reward is coming to you, then he's going to lose out half. No. So, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَطِّرُ صَائِمٌ. Not all of us have things to give to people to open their fast with. So what did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, يُعْطِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابَ. Allah will give this reward to مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا, to whoever provides iftar for a fasting person, whether it's ala tamratin, whether it's one date, aw sharbati ma'in, sip of water, okay, أو مذقة لبن, or maybe a small, you know, a sip of milk, just a small amount of milk or a bit of water. أو مذقة لبن. Any of this, if you provide, you get the reward. And then the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says, وهو شهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار. It's a month. The first of it is rahma, maybe the 10 days, source of rahma, mercy. The middle of it is a source of maghfirah, forgiveness of your sins. وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. And the final part of it is to free yourself from the fire of hell. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that وَاسْتَكْثِرُ فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ. Try to do four things abundantly in this month. Four things. What are the four things? خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم. Two things by which you please your Lord. Two things by which, what do? You please your Lord. وخصلتين لا غنى بكم عنهما. And there's two things that there's no way out for you besides them. You are in need of them. You are not independent of these two things. So two things to work to please your Lord, and two things for your own needs. You have to do them. فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم. As far as the two things are concerned which you worship and please your Lord with them, what are those two things? شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرون. Number one, say the shahada as much as possible. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. The shahadatain. And number two, he said, and seek forgiveness from Allah. Istighfar. Something which should be done abundantly. I will talk about that anyway, inshallah. And وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غنى بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار. And the two things that you are not independent of, you are in need of. Number one, asking Allah for paradise, because it's for our own needs, we have to ask Allah. So ask Allah for Jannah. And number two, seek Allah's protection from the fire of hell. Meaning making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally he said, وَمَنْ سَقَى صَائِمًا سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَوْضِ شَرْبَةً لَا يَضْمَأُ حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever even gives a small amount of water to a fasting person, giving just a cup of water to a fasting person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him water from my pool, the حَوْض, in a way that after that he will never be thirsty until he enters paradise. So this is one hadith which I thought we should read it, even, you know, because it's the last day of Sha'ban as well. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned this on the final day, maybe it's the last day of Sha'ban. He mentioned this, so in following in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are many hadiths, like for example, there's another hadith which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَان فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. When the month of Ramadan enters, what happens? The doors of the heaven open. In another riwayah, in another variation of this hadith, he said, رَحْمَة, doors of mercy, open. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ. And the doors of paradise, hellfire, hell are closed. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the shaytan and the shayateen, Satan, is chained up, locked up. So this month, there's no shaytan. This is the reason why many people have the ability to do good things and avoid sins. To do good things and avoid sins. But remember, there's two things that make a person sin. Number one is shaytan. Number two is your nafs, which is your internal desire, okay? The soul, the lustful soul, and the sinful soul. In the nafs, Allah says in the Quran, in the nafs al-ammarat, there's three types of, you know, souls which have been mentioned, but this one Allah says, in the nafs al-ammarat bis-su, verily your soul, your nafs, commands you, orders you to do evil. Now, and the difference between these two, some of the ulama and scholars mentioned, they said, look, you know, the difference between nafs and shaytan is that shaytan, Satan, Iblis, what he does, his job, you know what his job description is? His job description is that he he comes out with all these like evidences. He tries to deviate the human using intellect. So if you do this sin, but it's okay, you can do tawbah, you still got like, just do it once more. No, it's probably okay, it's okay in another madhab maybe, or it's okay, it's alright, it's not a problem, it's just one off, you're not going to do it again. Things like that. He tries to use logic in trying to deviate a human being. And the nafs and the soul, when the soul wants to command the human being to commit a sin, it always makes the human being think about the pleasure in the sin. The pleasure, that's it. This is the difference between the two. So now in Ramadan, there are no shaitans, there are no, you know, shayateen. But nafs is still there, and we still have to control our nafs. We still have to work hard against it in order to avoid sin. And there's so many other hadith, like another hadith, for example, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a famous hadith. Man sama ramadana iman al-wahtisab al-ghufra lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, two things. Iman al-wahtisab, with full iman, yaqeen, full conviction and full belief in Allah. Wahtisab, very important part of the hadith. With the right intention and hoping for the reward from Allah. Not to please anybody, not because everybody is fasting around you, not because it's just been happening in your family since time began, not a cultural thing. You know why you're fasting, for the sake of Allah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full conviction. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. All the previous sins are forgiven. Remember, when we say sins are forgiven, only حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ, sins that are connected to Allah. That doesn't mean that if you took a loan and debt of 10,000 pounds, not fasted, forgiven if I don't pay it off. No. There's no concept of bankruptcy in Islam. There's no concept of bankruptcy in Islam. Even if you're bankrupt, you still have to pay. And if you don't pay in this world, if we don't pay in this world, we have to pay in the next life. With our actions and with our a'mal and with our good deeds, like in the famous hadith. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man saam, and then he said, man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever stays awake in the middle of the night and worships Allah, again, imanan wa ihtisaban, with full iman, yaqeen, full conviction, and with the right intention, hope and reward from Allah, Allah forgives all his previous sins. And there are many, many other hadiths. There's one hadith that's specifically about the fadila of and the virtues of fasting. It's a very good hadith, which I will just explain to you briefly, inshallah. It's a famous hadith. There's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the two most authentic collections of hadith. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu relates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? He said, "Kullu عمل ابن آدم له." Every action, good action that the son of Adam does is for him. كل عمل ابن آدم له الحسنة بعشر أمثالها. One good deed, you receive the rewards of 10 good deeds. إلى 700 ضعف, to sometimes 700. You get the reward of 700 good deeds. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال الله عز وجل, but Allah says, إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. This is very important. Except for fasting. Because fasting is for me and only I shall reward for fasting. إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. And then he said, إنه ترك شهوته وطعامه وشرابه من أجلي. This person left his food, his drink, his sexual desires for my sake, Allah is saying. And this is the reason why it's for me and I will reward it. And then he said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. A fasting person has two means of happiness, two forms of happiness. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ. A type of happiness when he is doing iftar, when he's opening and terminating his fast, when he's opening his fast. وفرحة عند لقاء ربي. And another form of happiness will be when he will meet his Lord. And then he said, ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. And you know the smell, the bad odor from the mouth of the fasting person, because you know, not eating will naturally create that bad odor in the mouth of the fasting person. is more pure and more pleasant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than musk and perfume. This is the hadith. Let me just slightly explain this to you. What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Every action of the human beings belong to the human being except for fasting. Okay? Which means, he said, every action of the son of Adam belongs to him. Everything is multiplied. You get the reward of 10 and then 700 except for fasting. The meaning of this is that many acts, all these other forms of ibadah, there are fixed numbers. There are what? Fixed numbers. You do one good deed, 10 rewards. If you give something in charity, 700. The famous verse we read, Allah says, "Fi kulli sumbulati mi'atu habba." But fasting is something that there is no end to it. Bila hasrin wa bila adad. The rewards given on fasting are so much that you can't even put a number to it. Not 10, not 700, it's limitless. And why is it limitless? Because fasting is a form of sabr. Fasting is a form of sabr, patience. And what does Allah say in the Quran about patience? إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى صَابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those people who have patience in their life, their reward is بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. What does بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ mean? Unlimited. So that's why fasting reward is unlimited. So this is one of the meanings of this hadith, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every action is for him, he gets 10, 700 rewards except for fasting. Some of the scholars have also explained here in this hadith that said that what I was just saying right now, that when we go in the next life, in the next world, all the good deeds will be used, if we have sins, to pay off the sins, compensate for them. You know the famous hadith, a person will come on the day of judgment with tons of good actions, but شَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. He swore, he slandered, he hit somebody, he consumed unlawfully some as well. So فَيُؤْخَذُ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ, all his good deeds will be taken and given to those people who he harmed and troubled and abused, etc., and slandered and swore at, all the good deeds, everything, and until it becomes zero, zero. And if you still have to pay, then you have to take that person's sins. It's a famous hadith. Now, that happens with all forms of ibadah. And this is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in this hadith, from relating from Allah, that fasting is for the human being. It's as though you will get the benefit of it, that if you go in the next life, you might actually need to pay with your good actions, except for fasting. Fasting is only for me. Fasting will never be used to pay off your account in the next life. This is the meaning. This is why there's a hadith where Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ كَفَّارَ وَالصَّوْمُ لِي وَأَنَ أَجْزِي بِهِ. Relating from Allah, every action is an expiation, a kafar, a compensation. You're doing it so you can pay off a lot of things, except for fasting, because that's for me and I will only reward it. It's for nobody else. And then this part, فَإِنَّهُ لِي. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, fasting is for me. What is the meaning of for me? For the sake of Allah. Even that, the ulama have explained, the commentators of hadith, that because in fasting, number one, there is no riyah. You know what riyah is? No showing off. There's no showing off in fasting because nobody will able to tell. This is general, yeah? Ramadan or outside Ramadan. Nobody will able to discover that you are fasting. Only you know and your Lord know, unless you start boasting around. You know, you just go especially to somebody's house for food in the afternoon, especially so they ask you to eat. Say, no, I'm fasting. Some people can do that. Okay? But nobody knows about your fasting, about our fasting. Nobody knows. Praying salah, offering prayer, you're offering, people can see. People can observe the prayer. Hajj, people can observe. People can observe the acts of worship. But fasting, nobody, because there's not an action, it's abstinence. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, this is a secret between me and my servant. Nobody else knows about the secret. Fasting is exclusively for me, and I will give the reward exclusively to that person. Number two, the meaning of fasting is for me is because during fasting and via fasting, through fasting, a person, a human being, has left all his desires, eating, drink, all the natural things, as I was talking about earlier, that the natural things that we do in the 11 months of the year, eating, drinking, sexual relations, and everything else. This person has left it for the sake of Allah. And only in fasting this happens. No other form of ibadah this happens. Only one other form of ibadah, but the time is very short. It's a very small, the time for that worship is very small. Every other form of ibadah, when you give zakat, do you leave all your desires? You can be drinking, a can of coke and giving money zakat. Okay? In Hajj, if you're in Ihram as well, okay, not all the desires are forbidden. Intimate relations with one's spouse is forbidden, but you can still eat, you can still drink. All the desires are not forbidden. There's only one form of ibadah. Which one? Salah, prayer. In prayer, you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't talk. Of course, relations and things like that, everything's haram in prayer. But the duration of it is very less. 5 minutes, 7 minutes. This is from right in the morning, dawn till sunset. So this is the reason why fasting is exclusively. And this is why straight away the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, relating from Allah, that fasting is for me, it is for me, and I will reward it because innahu, because this person, taraka shahwatahu, he has left his food, his drink, his desires for my sake. So this is why. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, relating this hadith, what did he say? Remember the hadith? Two forms of happiness for the fasting person. How many forms of happiness? Two. Farhatan. Farhatun inda fitrihi. It's good to be happy. There's nothing wrong to be happy at the time of iftar and fufur. It's a happiness, of course. You are happy upon the blessings of Allah. Allah has provided you and us with rizq, with food, with halal and tayyib food. Nice, just even a cold glass of water. A fasting person is happy. Okay? قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. On the ni'mah and gift of Allah, Muslims should rejoice and be happy. Whenever there's a gift from Allah, should be happy. And number two, happiness is عند لقاء ربه, when he meets his Lord. When he meets his Lord. This is in the next life, because he will see the rewards that have been gathered and preserved for him in the next life. So there'll be a great happiness when we, inshallah, go in the next life. And due to our fasting, when we see the reward that Allah has gathered for us, there'll be it will be a means of happiness for us. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that hadith, what did he say? That خَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمْ أَطْيَضُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. You know, the bad odor in the mouth. Remember, bad odor, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions that the bad odor of the mouth happens because of many reasons. Sometimes because of eating something that has a foul smell to it, like onions and garlic and things like that. And number two is for not speaking for a long time. A prolonged silence also causes bad odor. And maybe not eating as well. And some other reasons. So that happens without a doubt. And there's nothing wrong with it. Some people, they feel bad. Why is this bad odor whilst I'm fasting? Some people, like one brother asked me once, can I use that mint siwak? The siwak you get. Can I use the mint one? Just to keep my mouth fresh. Remember that this whole month is like, you don't worry about the bad odor in your mouth. Afterwards, on the first day of Eid, just worry about everything, just groom yourself 10 hours next to the mirror, do whatever you want to do, clean yourself, everything. And this month is exclusively directed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't worry about the bad smell, foul smell. Okay? I'm not saying we stay dirty and filthy, but we have to spend less time in worldly, mundane, regular activities. So, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this bad foul smell, bad odor from the mouth is more pure, atyab, more pleasant than rih al-misk, perfume, musk, just like the blood of the martyr is pure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not impure, mentioned in another hadith. Same analogy. And so this is one hadith, and there's many other hadiths. There's another one, Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ بَابًا يُقَالُ لَهُ الرَّيَّانِ. Verily in Jannah, in Paradise, there's a door called Rayyan. Some people have a name called Rayyan. This is the name of a door in Jannah. لَا يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الصَّائِمُونَ لَا يَدْخُلُ مِنْهُ غَيْرُهُمْ لَا يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ إِلَّا الصَّائِمُونَ. Only the fasting people will enter. This is an exclusive door, you know, entrance only for people, fasting people. Have somebody like that, you know, it's there. Are you a fasting person? Okay, go in. You're not fasting? Sorry, take the next entrance or something. So this was specially, exclusively for the fasting people. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ دَخَلَ فِيهِ شَرِيبًا. Whoever enters that door, then you know when you just enter, close by, there's a pool. We'll drink from the pool. وَمَنْ شَرِيبًا لَمْ يَظْمَ أَبَدًا. And whoever drinks from the pool will never be thirsty again.